Vayetzi, Tamshinayim Ches. Okay. All right. So it says in Perkov Ches, in Pasuk Yud Zayin, Yaakov Avinu arrives right at the place of his dream. Vayifka Mokom Yalan Shum, etc. Says Yirav Amano Ram Mokom Azeh Ain't Ki Im Beis Elokim Azeh Shar Shemayim. So Rashi says Ki Im Beis Elokim. Amar V'Loz Reb Shem Yosi Ben Zimra Hasulam Azeh Omed Bever Sheva Ve'Emtz Shipuo Magia Keneged Beis Hamikdash Shebeir Sheva Omeid B'Droma Shel Yehuda V'Yushalayim B'Tzvona V'Gvul Shebein Yehuda V'Binyamin U'Beis El Haya B'Tzvon Shel Nachlas B'Binyamin V'Gvul Shebein Binyamin U'Vein B'Nei Yosef Nimsa Sulam Sheraglo V'Beir Sheva V'Rosho B'Beis El Magia Emtze Shipua Negid Yerushalayim. So Rashi says, again, this is not so pashut in the Medrash, but Rashi says that that the bottom of the ladder was in Beersheva, and the top of the ladder was Keneged Beis El, and the middle of the ladder was Keneged Yerushalayim. So the Medrash says, Vayetzi Yaakov mi Beersheva, Vayelech Harana, Vepinchas v'shem Rav Huna bar Papa Pasach, Oz Telech Levetach Darkecha, right? Then you shall walk in security in your path. Im tishkav lo sifchad, if you should lie down to sleep, lo sifchad, you will not fear. Az telech levetach ze Yaakov. That's a reference to Yaakov. Tichsi vayetze Yaakov. As it says, vayetze Yaakov. Makesher. Yeah, im tishkav lo sifchad.
He's telling Yaakov, don't worry where you're going to sleep.
The Pasuk says, Vayetzi Yaakov Beersheva. Vayelechon, he went to Haran. The Medrash says, or Pinchas says the name of Huna Bar Papa, he says, this scenario is reflected in a Pasuk in Mishle, which we'll see the Pasukim in Mishle in a scooch. Yeah? Right? The Pasuk in Mishle says, Az Telech Levetach, then you shall walk in security. Darkecha, your derech, your path will be in security. Im tishkav lo sifchad, if you just lie down, you will not be afraid. Right? Stop. It doesn't say more. Az telech levetach, you shall walk in security. Ze Yaakov. That's a reference to Yaakov. Tichsi vayetze Yaakov, as it says vayetze Yaakov. Im tishkav lo sifchad, and if you should lie down, you will not fear. From whom? Me'esav milovan. From Esav and Lovan. V'shachavta v'orvash nasecha, and you shall lie down to sleep, and you shall lie down, and your sleep will be pleasant. As it says, v'yashkev yishkav v'amokam ahu, right, etc. And he had his tremendous dream. Fine. Says the Maharzu, that's one of the farshim in the Medrash. He says, Az telech, k'mashakotzav sham mikodem, nitzor toshia umezima, Az telech. The Yaakov nitvan beveis aver yudalat shana v'lamat sham Torah k'mashakas le'el simin hey v'achakach holach lecharon. So the pasuk in Mishle, which we see the pasukim right underneath Perek Gimel in Mishle, the pasuk is preceded. In other words, az teleich levetach darkecha baraglech lo sigol. That's Mishle Gimel Chav Gimel. But you see the pasukim that come before. Hashem bechokma yosad oretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu in wisdom gave the foundation of the land, of the earth. Konin b'shamayim b'sfuna. And he arranged the heavens here with understanding. That's, you see, that's what he called, that's these psukim here. Right?
Who said that, Rav? Who?
No, this is Mishle.
Mishle.
This is Mishle. This is Shlomo Melech. This is part of what he called Tanakh. Here the Marzu, not the Marzu, the Medrash quoted this pasuk, Az Telech. Yeah? Right, Az Telech Levetach Darkecha. That pasuk is Mishle Gimel Chaf Gimel. So the question is, where is this coming from? Where is the idea that, I should not say where is it coming from. The part of the Medrash says that this is talking about Yaakov. Right? The Oz Telech, what he called, Lavetach Darkecha, you shall walk in security.
Yeah.
Where does that emanate from?
That's only part of the part.
Right? Yeah, Oz Telech Bederech Adachavrag, Lecholo Sigofen, you will not stumble over anything, or your foot will not be hurt by anything. Okay? Your steps, your footsteps. Right? Losigof. Where does that emanate from? In other words, where does Yaakov get that, what is the source of Yaakov's being able to walk in security?
So that was the Nevuah.
No, this is really cool. This is before he had the Nevuah. Oz Telech, yeah, when he left Beersheba, the Pasuk, the Medrash is saying, on the Pasuk, Vayetze Yaakov Beersheba, so that Yetziah is insecurity. Based upon what? Where did the security emanate from? And then afterwards it says that person is what he called has nothing to fear, right? He has nothing to fear. And what he called, if he should lie down and he shall sleep, his sleep will be a pleasant one. Okay?
They said that was Mishli.
I understand. The question is the Pasuk says Vayetze Yaakov Beersheva, Vayelech Harana. He left Beersheva and he went towards Haran. The Medrash tells us the nature of his leaving was one full of security. Az Telech, right? Levetach, yeah, what do you call it? Az Telech Levetach Darkecha. So that Az means then you shall walk in security. Then from what? What did you do? What preceded that you can say, and then you shall walk in security? The Pasuk in the Chumash says, Vayetze Yaakov Beersheva. The Medrash says that he left Beersheba in security, as it says in Mishlei, Az Telech Levetach Darkecha. Question is, the Az implies that there's something preceding it. In other words, something happened, something transpired, and therefore you can say, and then you left in security. So what had happened that he left in security? So the Marzu says, what?
Okay,
it's an us, right? Then we walked in security. Why did you walk in security then?
Well, before that, he didn't have security.
I don't know. He would recall whether he did or he didn't, but something must have happened that enabled him to have security, and he was going, and maybe he had it then also. But to be able to go out in the derech and have security, something had to happen. But I don't care what it was. I'm not sure what's bothering you.
He's bothering
me. Oh, okay. Just check. Okay. So the Marzu, when Farsha Medrash says, he says, if you look in the Psukim in Mishlei, the previous Psukim in Mishlei, before this Az Telech Levetach Darkecha, you'll see an answer to your question. What was the source of his walking in security beforehand? Okay? So you look at Mishlei, and there in Mishlei, we start passing your tests. We'll go back even a little bit further than the Marzu said. The Pasuk says that Hashem bechokhma yasad aretz, that Hashem founded the earth in chokhma, koning shamayim bisfuna, he arranged, prepared the heavens with wisdom, bedaito, understanding, bedaito tomos nivkou, with his das, again we're not going to get into chokhma and bina and das over here, bedaito tomos nivkou, he was able, as it were, to carve out the depths. Yeah, split them. Ushchakim yirafutal, and the heavens, right? The shchakim, right? One of the what do you call the seven heavens? They will drip tal. They will bring down tal. Do. Bni, al yaluzu meinecha nitzor tushia umezima. In other words, since Hashem created the earth with chokhma, with bina, with das, so therefore, my son, al yaluzu meinecha, this should not leave your eyes. Netzor tushia umezima, guard your learning of Torah, right? Guard your ability to be mekayim mitzvos, and that way you will always, as it were, be able to see the chachma, the tvuna, and the das that's implanted in the bria. You know, the Ribbono Shel Olam created everything.
But that wasn't the question. The question was like.
You hit the end of the sentence. The pasuk says, right? The pasuk says that Hashem founded the earth in Chochmah, and then He prepared the heavens in wisdom, and then afterwards it's talking about He cleaved open, as it were, the depths with Das. And then the pasuk says, "Bni al yaluzu beinecha," right? Don't allow this to leave your eyes. In other words, always be able to see it. How is you going to do that? It's or tushil mizima. Guard the Torah that you learn. Guard the mitzvahs of application. V'yu chayim l'nafshecha, and this will be life for your very being, your own nefesh. V'chein l'gargarosecha, and when you speak your words, if, as it were, you able to connect, to be able to see the chachma, the tvuna, and the das that's in creation, by doing what? By learning Hashem's Torah and keeping His mitzvahs, that gives you the eyes to be able to see the chachma, the tvuna, and the das, right? Then this will be for you life, your own vitality. And not only that, but b'chein the gargarosecha, when you speak it out, when you want to say it over to other people, right, it will be seen with grace. People will hear it. People will appreciate it. People will look on it favorably. It'll be b'chein the gargarosecha when you speak it out to others. Okay, so that's through Torah and mitzvahs, a person is able to see, right, able to see the chachma, the tvuna, and the das, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as it were, they are the foundations of creation. They're always there. His chachma is always there to be found. His tvuna is always there to be found. His das is always there to be found. How does one find it?
By learning
Torah and keeping mitzvahs. And then that will maintain your own vitality. It'll be chayin, right? It'll be chayim l'nafshecha, chayim l'gargarosecha. When you want to speak it over to somebody else, they'll say, "Oh, I hear it. It's right. It's true." Right? They'll look upon it favorably. Then comes our pasuk. Oz teilech levetach darkecha. Once a person, as it were, has clued into seeing Hashem's chokhmah, His tfuna, His das in creation, through, right, His learning of Torah, and His adaptation of that to mitzvos, then, az teilech levetach darkecha, then he will walk in security, v'raglecha lo sigof, and his legs will not be, will stumble or get hurt by some stone in the derech.
What about the dreams? You get that too?
Oh, so then, im tishkav, then if you shall sleep, lo sifchad, you will not be afraid. Right? You will not be afraid to lie down. V'shachavta v'ar shasecha, and then when you'll sleep, your dreams will be pleasant. Al tira mi pachad pis'om. Do not be afraid, yeah, mi pachad pis'om, im mishoas v'shaim kisavo. Do not be afraid when even pachad does come. Look what the pasuk said: Im tishkav lo sifchad. If you should lie down, you won't be afraid. V'shachav tavor v'shnasecha. And when you sleep, your dreams will be pleasant. Al tirami pachad pisom. Do not be afraid when the pachad does come, though. The pasuk before is you won't be afraid. Second, the pasuk says afterwards: Al tirami pachad pisom. If it does come, why will it come? Maybe because, like the Mefarshim say there in Mishlei, because maybe you're in a place where, not everybody is worthy of that protection. So therefore, the pachad is going to come. But don't even be afraid once it comes. Al tirami pachad pisom. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, the whirlwind, yeah, evil appears on your doorstep, God forbid. U'mishoas rishayim kisavo. And when, you know, the shouting, the screaming of the rishayim when it should come.
Mishrad Apoel.
What?
Mishrad Apoel knocks on your door.
Oh, Hotzel Apoel. Oh yeah, you would say the pole, yeah, God forbid. Ki Hashem yeh b'kislecha. For Hashem will be, yeah, in your source of trust. V'shama raglecha milachet, and He will protect your feet from being ensnared. So we have over here, right, an entire scenario of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu, right? He comes, we know that he had Kvitzas HaDerech. Right? Kvitzas HaDerech. He left Beersheba. He went on his way to Choron. Right? Choron. He passed by the Mokum of Mikdash. He didn't stop to daven there. Right? He came to base, what he called, he was on his way to Choron already, and he says, is it possible that I passed, I didn't daven the place where my father's daven? He returned to base El, and the earth, the Mokum of Mikdash, came to him in base El. Came to him in base El.
Yeah, I think now I've seen it appears that like the earth folded up.
Folded up. Okay? Folded up. Rashi says that the ladder that Yaakov experienced in his dream, that ladder itself, the bottom of the ladder was in Beersheba, the top of the ladder was over Beis El, and the middle of the ladder was over the Har Moriah, the base of Mikdash.
Where was the
bottom of the ladder was in Beersheba, the top of the ladder was over Beis El, and the middle ladder was over the Mokum HaMikdash, Har Moriah.
It was horizontal?
It was on a slant. It was on a slant. 45 degree angle. Oh, but I shouldn't say 45. How do I know what angle is? It was an angle. Okay. Says the Sfas Emes. He says, B'medrash, Oz Telech Levetach, Im Tarutz Lotzi Kashel. That's later on in Mishlei, Perek Dalad. If you shall run, you will not stumble. Even if you run, you shall not stumble. Perush, Av Ki Yaakov Borach. Even though, Yaakov fled. In other words, his mother told him, flee, brach lecha. That was, we saw in Parshas told us, brach lecha. Uchsi vayivrach Yaakov. And the Haftorah, right, of Ayetze. In the Haftorah of Ayetze, it says, vayivrach Yaakov sderam. Right? He fled. So his mother told him to flee, and the Navi says he fled, and yet, Afal pi ken ksi vayetze vayelech. Doesn't say it over here when he actually left, that he fled, kilu in confusion, in terror. Vayetze, he left in a misudar, in an organized fashion. Right? Yet tzadik miyashir aderech. The tzaddik, as it were, by his actions, he straightens the path. And even though he has to flee, it's urgent that he leave. Nonetheless, he doesn't do it without thinking. He does it. You can describe his leaving as he left vayetze, right? Vayetze. Does not that he left in terror, in fear, in total discomfiture, right? None of that. Vayetze. He had tzaddik miyasher aderech. He straightens out the path. Even if he has to run, he's going to run in a straight fashion. In other words, nothing is going to keep him from losing his das, his seichel, his attachment. Even if it's incumbent upon him that he has to flee, it's all going to be done, right, in a fashion that reflects his connection to everything that's happening to him vis-a-vis Hashem. Uchsiv mi Beersheva. He went, Yelech, Vayetze Yaakov, mi Beersheva, he left Afka Beersheva, Isa, the Hiskasher Atzwa Hetev, mi Kodem Shiyotza, Lechora. The Magid Mishorim, right, the Sfas Emes brings, says that what? That he bound himself up to the Yisod of Beersheva. Beersheva. Beersheva was the place of where his father did Chesed. Beersheva was the place where his father taught Torah. Father taught Torah, he attached himself to the Yesodos of Beersheva before he fled. She calls there Yalahachin Mokom Livnei Yisrael. Say what? What?
Took some dirt with him?
No. He attached himself to the concepts that he learned in Beersheva. Right? Beersheva. It says, She calls there Yalahachin Mokom Livnei Yisrael. All of this was part of the plan to pave the way for the Jewish people. I mean, you know, Maisa Avos, like the Ramban speaks about over and over again in Parshas Bereishis, Sefer Bereishis, Maisa Avos, Simon Labanim. What they do paves the way for us. They laying the foundations, and then afterwards we continue the building.
Lachain. Did he have matzah then? He had matzah when he left?
No, my kesher matzah.
Well, you said that was the foundation of the times the Jewish people left places. So when they left Mitzrayim.
No. As you recall, clearly a Talmud of Carl Jung. Free association.
Okay, so give us an example then.
Everything they do, what do you call it? The other time they went down to Mitzrayim, but here Yaakov is not going to go into Golus. Yaakov is going to go into Golus. He becomes the prototype of the Jew, what do you call it, the healthy way the Jew can relate to Golus. He paves the way, he brings sparks of light into places of darkness, so that when we go, since we are his spiritual heirs, we find that light that has already been uncovered by him. We don't have to reinvent the wheel. All the dark places have had candles left there, still a lit, right? A light. Yeah, till we show up and we can find that same light that he lit them.
He wasn't going to Golas. He wasn't going to Quran.
Oh, that's Golas. It's the Eretz Yisrael.
Quran is in Eretz Yisrael?
It's outside of Eretz Yisrael.
Not Beit El.
He just stopped there on the way. Like I said, he came back. He's going on the way to Quran. Therefore Yaakov brought himself to all these places where Nistar Shem Me'od Kvod Yisbarach, where the presence of Hashem is hidden. He brought himself into all these places where the presence of Hashem was hidden because he knew he was paving the way for his children in future generations. Right? Shenichtav Alav, right? Lishvach. It's written upon him that he found what he called found the Rebbe Shlomo, a Yifka B'Makom. Kadosh Baruch Hu says what he called the Medrash. Kadosh Baruch Hu is called Makomo Shel Olam. He's called the Makom. It's written in his honor, a Yifka B'Makom. Shenichtav Alav Leshvach Shehirgish V'Sorag Gam Sham Chiyus Hashem Yisbarach. Uchsiv Sheish Hashem B'Makom Azav Anochi Lo Yodati Mechlau Shaya Makom Ruchat Me'od Shaya Kosh Lahamin Sheish Ham Chiyus Hashem Yisbarach. It's written over there that he found the Rebbe Shalom there, and he says, "I never would have guessed that the Rebbe Shalom was here."
That would in Beersheba?
No, Vayifka Makom. Where was Vayifka Makom?
Wherever he is.
In Beis El. Yifka Makom, Ayalan Sham.
What does Yifka mean?
He recorded, Pagia is a Lashon of Tefillah, right? And Pagia is what he goes, like banging into something, right? He was Pogea, which is Lashon Kasha, right? And he says, Achen Yesh Hashem B'Makom Azeh, Vanokhul Yadati. It's like he's standing in wonderment. This is Hashem is here, Vanokhul Yadati. And I didn't know, I wouldn't have thought he was here. So where was this? This is Beis El. This is Beis El, which is very interesting.
It's very interesting.
Why would you think this? Hashem is not there.
Yeah, why would you think Hashem is not there?
So the only thing we record offhand just about Beis El is we know that's the place where Yeravam set up one of the Agolim. He set up two Agolim, one in Dan, one in Beis El.
That was until later on.
Seder, but that place is what he called a place of where the connection to Hashem is very real faith. It's a time, a place of terrible darkness. Because otherwise, what particularly about Beis El, you should say that, wouldn't have thought Hashem is here, why not? So it comes out that the ladder, special, the ladder, which is the bottom of the ladder, the base, the starting point of the ladder is in Beersheba. Beersheba is the place, that Yaakov left, having strengthened himself. From Beersheba, from the well of Sheva, the well of Sheva. What's the well of Sheva? The Be'er of Sheva. Sheva, the Sfas Emes says, not in this one, a different shtickle. He says the place of where a person realizes, where a person realizes that all of the events of the natural world, the Sheva, right, are all coming from one source, one Be'er, one, what do you call it, one Nakuda. So there in Beersheba was a place of incredible truth, right, where Avram already taught. He did Achnas Orchim there, he taught Torah there. That's where that's where he put his what he calls his Achsanya. That's where Avram Avinu started the whole story of his Kiruv process of teaching people about what he called about Hashem and what he called and inviting them in. He had a pundak there, etc. He had a pardes. So he started the bottom of the ladder was what he called where he was strengthened by Be'er Sheva, the place where a person realizes that everything in the natural world emanates from one source, from one Be'er, from one well. It all comes from one thing. There it's all clear. The top of the ladder, right, the top of the ladder is over Beis El, a place where, yeah, where in the future generations, Yerubim ben Nevat is going to cause the Jewish people to go astray over there. The middle is over the Beis HaMikdash. That means that even the places where it's clear, where Avodas Hashem is so clear in the air, like Be'er Sheva, and even places where you see in the darkness, incredible thick darkness, like over Beis El, right? But it all is connected to the center of the ladder. Hashem is with us everywhere, in places of great light, in places of great darkness. Places of light and places of darkness. So that's the first thing. That's the first thing that the Sfasemis is teaching us. He was surprised when he got there. He said, guys, but he saw that also. He says, and that, he says, is the yesod of Myriv. Right? That you enter into the darkness in a place where ostensibly you don't see Hashem. You don't see Hashem. But then you find him. Then you find him. Even in the midst of the darkness. Through Myriv, right? Through Tfilas Arvis. Arvis is Miloshen Erev, where things are confused. Tarovis, where things are mixed up. So through Tfilas Arvis, even in the midst of the darkness, one realizes that it's all one ladder. There are times when it's very clear, right? And there are times when it's very dark. But because Hashem is in the place, because Hashem is called Makomo Shel Olam, that's what was revealed to him because there was a Kvisat Haaretz, the Beis HaMikdash, like David says, folded up and came to him Beis El, folded up the Makom HaMikdash, which is a place called the Shara Shamayim, the place where Nashke Shamayim are, where the heavens and the earth kiss, the Beis HaMikdash, which is the umbilical cord of connection between the heavens and the earth, right? That came there, it shows that everything emanates from the connection to Hashem to the Aretz. Everything emanates. Okay. Even the places of light, the places of darkness.
So he went by the base of Migdash when he was traveling to out of to Ochoran, he went past the He didn't stop in the base of Migdash, and then he went to Beit El, and then he realized that Davin Maariv.
Right, Davin Maariv. He started coming back, he Davin Maariv, and then what happened was he slept. And he had the dream. And he really caught, after he dreamed, he realized, I'm so surprised, right? I didn't think I'd find Hashem here, but he is here. In other words, the Nakuda of the Beis HaMikdash, which means everything is emanating from Hashem, the places of clarity which are in Be'er Sheva, the places of darkness which he experienced in Beit El, right, where he didn't expect to find the Rebbe Shem's presence there. That's because the Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makom Shalom. He's the place of the world. He has no particular place. He's the place of the world. I think when the Medrash says, it's the Medrash that we have over here. The Medrash brings down that why is the Kodesh Baruch Hu called Makom? Because who Makom Shalom? He's the place of the world. There ain't a Olam Makomo. Then the Medrash says, no, maybe the Olam is his Makom. And then they say, no, we see from here, it brings Sukkim, that what, no, Hashem is the Makom of the world. What's the Havamina? What does it mean? What does it mean that, you might have thought that the Olam is the Makom of Hashem? How does the Medrash say something like that? The Medrash says, again, it starts off, it says, why do we call Kosh Baruch Hu Makom? Right? Because, who Makom is the Olam, but in Olam Makom? Because he is the Makom, he's the place of the world, and the world is not his place. The world is not his place. So the Medrash says, no, maybe the world is his place. That's blasphemy. The world is his place. Teretz says it doesn't mean, God forbid, that Hashem exists inside the world and not outside of the world, right? That Hashem is kilu, God forbid, a fabrication within the world, chas v'chalila, hasim l'hazkir, right? It means that you might have thought that if the world kilu is Hashem's place, there are places where you can find him and places where you can't find him. The teretz is, you can find him everywhere. You can find him everywhere. You can find him in the places of great light, and you can find him in places of darkness.
Seven days.
Further, Pasuk says,
was Hashem in Sodom?
What?
Was Hashem?
Yeah. Right? That Pasuk says. Right? It says, in Sodom, it says, what do you call it? It says when the children, the daughters of Lot, gave him to drink, and they committed incest with him. Right? It says, Balaila hu. They gave him to drink on that night. But it should say grammatically, Balaila hahu, that night. It says, Laila hu. It leaves out the first hey. It should have said, Laila hahu, on that night. It says, Laila hu. It says, on Laila him. Did you hear the difference?
No.
If it says hahu, that means it's referring to Laila. That Laila Hahu that night.
That night.
Hahu. If it says Hahu means that night, they're referring to the Laila. Hahu that night.
So that's what happened.
No, but it doesn't say that in the pasuk. It says Laila who. It says Laila and who means him. It says what do you call it? It says the Mizrahi, I think it means from Medrash. The first hey is left out to be Mirame is that there's a who there that you might have thought is not there. Who's the who?
Hashem.
Balaila who? Like the pasuk says in Tehillim Matzasi, David Avdi, B'shemen Karchi Mishachtiv, I found my servant David with my heavenly oil of with my holy oil. I have anointed him. So the Chazal say, what does it mean? Matzasi David Avdi, I found him. Where did I find him? Heichem Matzasiu B'Sodom. I found him in Sodom because that's the source of David Melech. From that union comes Mashiach. You find what he called. Where's the Rebbe Shlom in this story over here? This is one of these things. You know, it's part of, you know, world, you know, history. It's, you know, it's a story. It's a little paint in place. And what do you call it? And that's the end of the thing. Where you're not going to find Hashem here. Again, it doesn't mean that Hashem is not what he called. We know Hashem is involved in everything. But you might think that you cannot find the edge of the cord. Right, you won't be able to find. Remember, Hansel and Gretel, Lahavdil. Right, they unraveled the ball of yarn to find this way out of the black forest, whatever it was. You might think there's certain places where you can never find the end of the yarn. You can't find it, Pasha. You can't find it. Of course, God is involved in everything because nothing happens without God's will, and nothing exists without God's ratzon. But I can't find it here. It's not findable. Terence says it is findable. Don't say that Hashem is really called the Olam is his makom. So if you go to this place over here, you'll find Hashem. You go to this place, you'll find Hashem. Go to this place, you're not going to find Hashem. Is he there? Of course he's there, but you won't find him because you don't have the ability to find him. Comes Yaakov Avinu, his Megala, through his experience, that you find him even in a place where you didn't think you'd find him. Panochi lo yadati, I didn't think I could find Hashem everywhere.
That's what Yaakov thought.
Right, but then there's Megala to him that when he came to what he called Beit El, which was like the Sfas Emes, was a place of darkness, because he saw in the future, what he called, that's where the Beit HaMikdash is going to unravel. It's going to unravel there. Yerubim is going to keep people from going to the Makom HaMikdash. It's going to be the source of the desolation of the Jewish people. So you can't find him here. This is darkness. It's such a thick darkness. You can't possibly find him. Teretz is, you can't find him. Because the ladder is the same ladder. The ladder at the bottom is in Beersheva, and the top is Beit El, but it all attached to the middle. The Briach HaTichon, the Mishkol, what do you call it, the Mashkolet of what do you call it, of Hashem's presence, it's always there. It's all, the middle is always over the base of Mikdash. And it attaches the two poles. The poles of clarity, like he found in Beersheva, and the poles of darkness that he saw in the future, Kilo, in Beit El.
That's hard to... Yaakov was a big tzaddik. How did he not see Hashem everywhere?
You're right. We would never be able to do it. What are you saying? Say again. What?
Yeah, Yaakov was a big tzaddik. Right? How can you would not think that? You would not have thought that.
And listen, everything is learned through Torah. How does anybody know anything? Right? He learned. How did he learn, though? How did he learn? You're right. What do you call? How did he learn? Like, why was this revealed to him? So the next pasuk says, let's take a look in Tehillim. Right, it says Mizmor LeDavid on page 2 on the top there. Mizmor LeDavid B'Yosef Midbar Yehuda. When David is in Midbar Yehuda, Elokim Keliata Ashachareka. Right, you are my God, God of my Chesed, strength of Chesed, and I'm searching for you. Tzom Alecha Nafshi, my nefesh thirsts for you. Kom Alecha Besari, right, my flesh yearns for you. Be'eretz Tzia V'Oyef. In a land that is desolate, yeah, right, kilo ayef, Bli Mayim, a worn out land, no vertical water, plotting from thirst. Kein Bakodesh Hazisicha, Liros Uzcho Uchvadecha. So too Bakodesh, right? Question is Kein, what does that mean? Kein Bakodesh Hazisicha. I shall see you, Liros Uzcho Uchvadecha, to see your strength and your glory. Says the Medrash, also here in Vayetzi. V'nei Hashem nitzav alav, and Hashem is above him. V'yomar ani Hashem. Hashem says, I am Hashem. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra Pasach. Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra comes to explain this event as follows. Kam lecha b'sori, be'eretz tziya v'ayev bli mayim. Rabbi Lazar b'shem, Rabbi Yossi ben Zimra, tzom lecha nafshi, kam lecha b'sori. Amrav Ebo, kikamus elot, mushrooms. Shein mitzapin lamayin. They only grow from the moisture. They don't really call, they don't have, roots into the ground. They do just the moisture in the air. They're able to absorb from it and live and thrive. Kishem shenafshi tzamalacha, kein ramach evorim. Right? Tzamalacha nafshi, just as my nefesh, my spiritual system, thirsts for you. Right?
So
too, just like a mushroom. So what do you call it? Just as my soul, samalacha nafshi, just like my nefesh thirsts for you, kamalacha b'sari, so do my flesh yearns for you. My flesh yearns for you. In other words, I yearn, right? You yearn for something.
Yeah.
You yearn for something that you don't have, that seems far away from you. To thirst, you thirst, we call mushroom. Mushroom can't live without the moisture. Samalacha nafshi, right? But kamalacha b'sari, he's coming to say, he's being machadish here, that even my flesh yearns for you. My flesh wants to be attached to you through mitzvos. Right? Kamalacha b'sari. Yeah? Kishem shenafshi tzomalacha, kein ramach evorim sheyeshbi, tzmeim lecha. So too, my 248 organs, limbs, etc., thirst for you. Heichan, where be'eretz tziyav ayef, in a place of desolation, in a place, that's parched earth, that's weary from not having anything to drink, bli mayim. Kein bakodesh chazisicha, al kein b'kedusha, therefore, b'kedusha chazisicha, I will see your kedusha, liros uzcha, to see your strength, du pamalia shelcha, to see your escort, your heavenly escort, malachim, uchvodcha, and your glory. V'hinei Hashem nitzav alav. So the Medrash is coming to explain that David's tefillah, right? David's tefillah, he davened Meir, v'yifka b'makom v'yonun sham. Yaakov. Mm-hmm. He davened, right? V'yifka b'makom, right? He came to this place, and he davened. He davened there. What was his davening? His davening was a davening of tzamlecha nafshi, kamlecha b'sari. Gosh, I yearn for you. Be'eretz tzi of ayet bli mayim. I'm going into gullus. I'm going into darkness. This place over here, I'm already experiencing darkness. We said perhaps because he saw in the future that's where the agolim of Yeravam will be put up in Beis El. Right, so perhaps that's why he experienced the darkness there. But he knew he was going to even deeper darkness. He's going to Haran, he's going to Chutzlar, he's going to the land of Lavan, he's going to the land of liars, people who are the antithesis of who he is. He's Emes, and they're Dover Shkarim all the time. Nachon?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, what his feeling is that tefillah, the nature of which is Samlecha Nafshi. My nefesh yearns for you, Kamlecha Besari, Yubon Shkalan, my flesh yearns to be attached to you, but Eretz Tzi of Ayef Limayim, in a place of desolation, a place where there's no vibrancy, there's nothing there, it yearns for water. And then he dreams, right? And says, Kein Bakodesh Chazisicha, right? Kein Bakodesh Chazisicha. So too, in the Kodesh I will see you, in the holiness I will see you. Says what he quotes. So how do we see him? Because then he experienced the dream that he had. V'ani Hashem, v'ani Hashem mitzav alav. Hashem is standing above him. He experienced it as he's davened, right? As he davened, tzom lecha nafshi, kam lecha b'sari, and he went to sleep. right? And in his sleep, he dreamt, right? That the Gvosh Hashem is speaking to him. He's Hashem is Nitzav Alav, Hashem is watching over him. Says the Sfas Emes, Vamedrash, right? Tafu Shlamet Ches. Tzamlechanashi, Kain Vakodesh. Al Kain Vakodesh, Lefi Godel Harotzon Vachuka. Sheish Ba'adam Lavoris Habori Vemokam Tsiabli Mayim. To the degree to which a person yearns, right? Yearns to come close to Rabbon Shalom in a place that's desolate. And a place that's desolate doesn't mean just, you know, Rudy Court in Las Vegas or Rudy Court or you know, or Vesachvas, Times Square, or whatever it is. In every experience in life, sometimes you feel so far away. Right? You come to places and you come to times, right? And you come to all sorts of experiences, and you feel so far away. It feels like a place that's really called Tzia, right? Eretz Tzia of Ayef B'limayim, a place where there's nothing here. And what do you say, Rabbon Shalom, please, right? Tzom lecha nafshi, my nefesh, I'm going to dry up here. It's going to atrophy and die. Kom lecha b'sari, I yearn that my goof itself should be attached to you. Lefigodel harotzon v'atshuka sheish ba'odam avodas habori b'makom tziya b'limayim ken yuchol achakach lizdavik b'kedusha b'shash mizgalo tza se'ora. You walk through the darkness, right? It's a place of darkness. It's not going to become transformed to become a place of light, right? It's not going to be transformed to become a place of light.
Stop right here.
It's not going to become a place of light, but you'll get a he'ara. You'll get a spark. And from that spark, you'll be able to attach yourself to the Kedusha. You hear what he says? Kein yuchal kach lizdabek b'kedusha b'shash imizgalo tzatz he'ara. A little bit of light. Because the places of darkness are not ready to be changed into places of light yet. But a spark you'll find. And so you'll experience the Kedusha. You'll be able to attach yourself to the Kedusha out of that drop of light. That itself was a nechama. Right? It was a nechama. It's such an interesting thing. Yaakov Avinu comes to Beis El. Right? Beis El, as Vasem has said before, he experienced darkness there because he states in wonderment, I had no idea I'd be able to experience Hashem over here. Why? Because, like we said, perhaps because the vibes of what would take place in Beis El and generations later, the undoing of Klal Yisrael coming to the Beis HaMikdash, because that's what Yerubim did. He set up the eagle there so that they shouldn't go to the Beis HaMikdash. You can serve God over here, my way, right? You don't have to go to the Beis HaMikdash. So it was a place filled with dark vibes. And yet, he experienced Hashem's presence right there. Why? Because, like we said, the ladder that stretches from Beersheba to Beis El, the middle of that ladder is over the Beis HaMikdash. The place where Hashem's Shechina is essentially attached, yeah, to the earth. It spreads out all over the earth. That's the main point of concentration, but because it's concentrated over there, it spreads over the entire earth.
So what do you think logistically that means to him?
It meant it was an explanation to him,
mm-hmm.
Right? For Yaakov Avinu, it was a Chiddush. The Chiddush is the Olam, right, is not the Makom of Hashem. Hashem is the Makom of the Olam. He's the Makom of Olam. Again, once again, that doesn't
Where
mean
he
had a suffix. Didn't mean he had a suffix as to whether God was just what he called present. Yeah, only certain places. Chas v'chalila. Without Hashem's presence, everybody understands there is no world anywhere, any part of the world. It can't be. There's nothing in existence that can exist without the will of Hashem. He wills, therefore, everything be. But the Chiddush was, is he findable in every place? Is he findable in every place? And the Teretz is, he is findable. That's Yaakov Avinu saw. And yet he experienced him right there. How did he experience him? What enabled him to experience this? We saw with the previous measures, the measures we started with, he left Beersheba. Right? He left Beersheba, so the Sfas Emes told us that he attached himself to Torah. He attached himself to Torah, he attached himself to mitzvot. That was the first medrash, remember? The medrash said, right, on the pasuk, Az telech levetach darkecha, brought the pasuk in Mishlei, and the Marzu pointed out that what were the psukim before then? Attach yourself to Torah, attach yourself to mitzvos. Shem b'chokhma yasad oretz, b'konim shamayim esuun, Hashem is to be found everywhere. Bet ayto tomus divko, shchokim yirafutal. Hashem's chokhma, his bina, his da'at, are the source of all forms of aspects of creation. Don't let the Torah mitzvahs, remember that was the first mentor, don't let the Torah mitzvahs leave your eyes, right? Guard them. Make sure you keep those Torah mitzvahs. They'll give you life, they'll give you vibrancy, they'll give your words the ability to be understood, or to be appreciated. That's where he started out, that was Torah. But then he came here, and what did he do? He davened. He davened. You need both Torah and tefillah. And what was his tefillah? His tefillah is, Tzom lecha nashi, kam lecha besari, be'eretz tzia, va'oye bli mayim. My soul thirsts for you. That's tefillah, right? The Torah he left Beersheba with the Torah. But he needs more than that. He needs tefillah. So he comes here and his tefillah is, Rabbon Shalom, Tzom lecha nashi, kam lecha besari, my flesh even wants to be attached to you, it yearns for you. Be'eretz tzia, va'oye bli mayim, in a place where there's nothing here. There's nothing here.
But Yaakov himself, by being there and praying, brought life to the place.
Rosh Kivanta Svasema says that. The real recall, why did the earth fold? For his cover. Right? But what do you call it? What did Yaakov and Venus say? Hashem makes sure that the tzaddik doesn't become full of himself. Right? And he attributes it. What do you call it? To the creatures Hamakom, like the emotions you hear, what do you call it? He didn't even think about himself. It was all because of him. It was all because of him. But that's the nature of the tzaddik. That's the nature of the tzaddik. But you're right, the emes is, it was all done for him. He becomes the recover. He becomes the nakuda. He's the one who brings it. Emes v'yantiv. That's why we say that the Rabbon Shalom, he's everywhere. He's in every moment in time. He's in every place. Like it says, Har Sinai Ashan Kulo. Pasuk says, in Maamar Hasina, Har Sinai Ashan Kulo. It's smoking. So Sefer Yetzirah says, Ashan is Rosh Tevos. Olam, Shana, and Nefesh. Hashem presents himself, on the plane of space, Olam, on the plane of time, and Nefesh. And each one of these planes has its fulcrum, its locus, its central point. The central point in space is the Makom Mikdash. The central point in time is Shabbos. And the central point is where, and really not just the central point, but the real circuit board that's able to perceive all this are human souls. And the central point are the souls, the collective souls of the Jewish people. That's the central point. And Yaakov, why would he call it? Really, the central point of all souls is Yaakov Avinu. That's why Yaakov Avinu's visage is on the Kisei HaKavod. We are all chalokim, parts, right? We're called Klal Yisrael. His name is Yisrael, we're called Klal Yisrael. We are the body politic, as it were, that comprises Yaakov. We are his hemshech. So because of that, we become the ultimate, the ultimate central point, because we are the circuit board through which you can perceive and find Hashem's place in time, place in space. You can see that he's Mekomo Shalom, and you can experience him everywhere through the unique spreading out from the Makom HaMikdash, through Shabbos, etc. But who is the Iker? The Iker, as you say, is the soul of Yaakov, and we are parts of that soul. So he came here, he left Beersheba with Torah and insight, he didn't allow it to leave him, and he came and he davened. And what did he daven? Tzom lecha nafshi, kam lecha, I'm sorry, be'eretz tzia v'ayek bli mayim. So it says the Tzvas Emes. Then it says, Kein bakodesh chazisicha, the rest of the pasuk, the next pasuk in Tillim. Kein bakodesh chazisicha, I will see you bakodesh, I will be able to see you when there's a glimmer of light, even in the midst of this darkness. If I yearn, like my soul thirsts and my flesh yearns for you, then I will see the light. when there's a glimmer, when there's a spark of light in the midst of the thickest darkness. Right? And that he was zocher to. That's the Kain Bakodesh. So the way Tzfasem is explained in the puzzle, Kain Yuchel Akakach Lizdabek B'Kedusha. I'll be able to find Kedusha even in places of deepest darkness. There won't be light there still. Only a glimmer. This is what gave Yaakov Avinu strength. It was a nechama to him. And nechama, what's a nechama? We learned in the end of Brachos, right? Every time it says nechama, like nichum aveilim, is machshava acheres. When you give a person the ability to understand something in a different light, in a different fashion, in a deeper fashion, not just on the superficial level. A person who's lost someone dear to them, right? We should all be spared, right? A person is an avelus. He's an avelus. It's like, you know, the world's gone dark. Nechama gives the person, is able to, each person, given who he is, and given their situation, and given the passage of time, etc., is able to find, as it were, something that allows him to relate to the experience, as opposed to just a patch of darkness, which is unfathomable, where they can't find a spark of light, nothing, right? Right? That's what Nechama is. Nechama is, you're able to find that one little spark, it doesn't turn it light. It remains dark, but there's a spark of light, and you can find the Kedusha there. And that was an achama for Yaakov Avinu. Because he's going into the deep darkness of Chutz Laaretz with love on there, with all the tests, with all the trials and tribulations. Right? But he knew now that he could find Hashem. Hashem is Mekomo Shel Olam. Hashem is always findable. V'izgalas Marizu, the Amar came by Kosh Chazisich, Moshe Haya Kol Kach Tzomei. He was so thirsty. So this experience that he had, he was attached to it to the nth degree. Right? He was carried away with Simcha from leaving this place. And this is shaykh not just to Yaakov Avinu, this is shaykh to all of us. Yeah. In every experience. That if you daven Hashem, please, my soul thirsts for you, my flesh yearns for you, I want to be attached, I don't want to be far away. Then Hashem will give you the ability, Kain Bakodesh Chazisicha, even in the midst of the moments of darkness, will be able to find a spark that you can attach yourselves to and find Kedusha in it. And the degree to which that a person yearns to find that spark of light in the midst of the darkness of this world, and the experience of this world, then he will be mizdabek in Olam Haba, because then all the barriers fall down. And from that little light, we see, it's not that it was just a small light, it was just a small aperture. Actually, it's a great light on the other side. The problem is there was a big wall with a very small crack in it, allowing a bit of light to shine through. Once the wall is torn down, right? Once the barrier is torn down, that becomes a person's attachment to Hashem in Olam Haba. And so too, just the way a person, as it were, yearns to find Hashem during the week. Got worried about parnasa, right? Got to worry about all sorts of issues. Kain zocha achakach b'shabbos. And a person afterwards, the degree to which he yearns, samlecha we call it, samlecha nafshi, kamlecha b'sori, be'eret siya ayeth b'li mayim, the degree to which he yearns, here in Olam Hazeh, here in the days of the week I should say, so too he will experience Kain b'kodesh chazisicha, when the Kodesh of Shabbos comes, Kain b'shabbos kodesh, me'ein olam haba lachzos b'noam Hashem, he'll be able to experience the pleasantness of Hashem's presence. Torah and tefillah. And more Torah and more tefillah. And more Torah and more tefillah. And that's how Yaakov Avinu, Maisa Ovo Simon Abanim, he taught us the way. And Vezer Hashem, Kresh Bolim.